Lovely.
A nice chaotic start to this, to whatever the heck this is going to be.
Woo.
Hi, team.
Kia ora.
Good morning.
We've got the whole crew from In The Pits.
Yay.
AKA just like a bunch of BFM pits.
We just flew in. Me
did
and Callum.
You? This yeah. morning.
Yeah. We walked up these steps with us. I'm with my suitcase.
Oh my God.
Well, I was going to pick them up from the airport, and then I, at midnight last night,
no,
went,
2 a.m.
No.
You messed up.
2 a.m. It's real. This is the plan now, I guess. The 2 a.m. message.
It's like, it's not happening, guys.
Oh, dear. Okay, listeners, we've got Callum, Annabelle, Zoe, and Rachel, all of former BFM Glory, who make up the In The Pits team here with us in the studio. It's a little barbershop quartet. Zoe said you prepared a song.
Any of us have the confidence to start that on air.
Zoe would.
We're here to talk about a glorious zine. We've got a glorious zine. I'm holding it in my hands and it's beautiful.
Wait,
thank
ASMR?
You.
Oh, really nice. That was good.
Thanks.
That was good. That was
have
nice.
You done radio before or something?
Maybe.
Can somebody give us the rundown on what In The Pits is for the uninitiated?
So In The Pits is a podcast that we have been making, we being me, Rachel, Zoe, sitting next to me, sports team, Annabelle and Callum. It's very much a born of, I guess, BFM sensibilities type podcast. It's celebrating people who we think are doing stuff that shifts the dial for everybody else. So kind of whether that is particularly through a piece of art that they might have done or they might be working on, or a process or something that feels like significant within their creative career, or whether that's someone like the wonderful Rick Breeze, who's just consistently showing up and kind of making things happen in a very quiet but deliberate way. So that's kind of been like the bedrock. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and yeah. Or did you already say, the first one was because of the wine cellar closing?
Yeah. So we started with Rowan from the wine cellar. So we'd been kind of vaguely thinking about doing a podcast about venues for ages, because those are such important, you know, cultural instigators as a space. And we thought, well, obviously we'll start with the wine cellar. And then we were chatting to Rowan about it, and he like pulled me aside after a gig and he was like, I have to tell you something. And he was like, I'm actually going to close the wine cellar.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm wrapping it up after the 20th birthday. And so we were like, okay, quick pivot. We've got to do a Rowan thing. Whatever this podcast idea we were going to have is quickly becoming like, we just have to make something happen so we can capture this little moment in time while it's happening. I think we're also all quite like history nerds in a low-key way as well, and so we were like, it's important that you document your scene as it's happening.
Yeah, I think we're all very proud of our community and the music scene.
Massively.
Pretty stoked to be a part of it.
And so that was kind of it. So we did this episode with Rowan, and we didn't really know if anything else would come from it or if that was just going to be a one-off, and then we decided it was fun and we kept making it, and we suddenly, you know, one thing led to another, and we were like, oh, and we want to talk to Marlon about his album In Te Reo, and we really want to talk to Amelia Phaser Days about her first record she's put out in 7 years, and we really want to talk to Rick about just everything he's done at BFM for 40 years. So it kind of, we just suddenly started to find it very easy to think of people that sort of fit this very broad category.
We've got a big list.
Yeah,
of people that we just want to, document. And also probably important to mention, this is one of those visual podcasts.
Oh yeah,
which
it's
is
on
YouTube.
On the YouTube.
But
it's beautifully shot as well.
Oh,
it's really fun to watch. I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, we do that organic shaky cam kind of thing.
Totally intentional stylistic decision.
Yes. And I think we'll put it out once we've got the whole first season done, we'll put it out as a podcast on the what do they call them? Podcatchers.
On your nearest podcatcher.
Yeah.
But for now, it's on YouTube, and you can find a link on the sports team website to watch it. We kind of also got really like, we are also, like I said, kind of history nerds. We're kind of art school adjacent nerds as well. Yeah. So we were like, nothing's real unless it's archived in three places. And so the internet's one place, physical is another place. And so that's why we decided to make a book, basically.
And what's the third?
The third is in our hearts.
Yeah.
I thought so. I was just joking.
Wonderful. We have a zine, the In the Pits yearbook. It's a really nice wrap up of what has been an exciting year for Tamaki Makaurau, for Aotearoa music. And I do really like how it feels as though, just looking at the contents page, it feels as though it's a real cross-section of the scene, and like you were saying, sort of honouring the people behind the scenes, like Rowan and like Rick, but the people who are, you know, putting out some of the best albums of the year as well. Tell me about the decision to document it in a physical book and what the process of making this has been.
Big designer Callum over here.
We kind of got ourselves into trouble and decided we were going to do this and then set deadlines and...
We went a bit mental is actually what happened.
Yeah.
Me and Callum.
But I've done this kind of stuff in the past, but it is, it's a lot of work putting these, even just a zine together.
Yeah.
There's a big list of contributors on the back and we're like so proud of everyone that's... given us the art to put in this book. We got Chris Cudby, aka Power Nap, Golden Axe, out of comic retirement to do a really beautiful comic in the back, which is where comics go.
I haven't even seen it. I just read the whole thing.
It's so good.
It's multiple pages.
We've got a K-Road mixtape from Half Queen, which is amazing. Earth Tongue's tour diary is in here. It's like, and then. How many, like, I think around 8,000 words or something from Rachel.
We went a bit mental.
Several articles. Zoe, do you want to talk about your contribution?
Oh, yeah, I'd love to. So one of the people that we had on the podcast was Faye Zadays about her album Soft Power. And I was tasked with sort of doing the zine bit for that, and I was like umming and ahhing about what to do, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna write an article, I'm gonna write a review, oh no, it doesn't feel right. And then it was like a couple of days before the deadline that we'd set, or maybe a couple of days after deadline, like the third deadline we'd set, and I was just like listening to the album and just started free writing and was like, actually no, like the beauty of this is that it can be whatever we want it to be and have it feel authentic. And I was like, I'm just gonna write a poem for every song on the album. So
because that's so gorgeous. Superman Clark Kent reveal, if you didn't already know, Zoe's also Babe Martin, the incredible. She takes her glasses off and no one would know,
no
you know.
No one knows.
Have you sent the poems? Just a little Hannah Montana reference happening in the back. Don't mind Millie.
Snatching wigs, yeah.
Have you sent the poems to Amelia?
No.
Not yet, but I ran into Amelia just before
She's
the others
cry.
Way.
It's going to be adorable.
And I said, I keep meaning to text you because we've made this zine, and she loves zines. Like, yeah. I don't know if you kind of like follow her Butterfly Records and stuff, but she's really big on ephemera and things like that. And I was like, oh, we've been making a zine about the podcast, and Zoe's written these beautiful poems, and she was like, oh, I just got goosebumps. And I was like, yes, that's what we want. We want this to be like a nice, authentic reflection of, like, I guess the kind of deeply nerdy way we love listening and engaging with music, and also the people we've spoken to across this podcast are deeply nerdy and engaged themselves. Yeah. So it sort of reflects back at that. The page you're just holding there is a super map of the Noah Records extended universe, which I'm...
This is awesome. It's really, like a family tree.
It is like a family tree. It starts with the Grow Room up in 2016 and then kind of takes us through to next
Such
year.
A cool,
That's
it's
wonderful.
Super cool. So
I love this.
Yeah, Navarre Dave and Larson organised that one for us, and it's
so
cool. Super special. So there's really special things in there. I'm very excited about it. There's also a secret little... if you're a super Amelia fan, there's like a secret.
Who isn't?
At BFM.
Bit of a, I'd say a guilty pleasure. Yeah.
There's actually a secret Easter egg for Amelia heads on the Amelia page in there that may or may not
Be
an exclusive scoop about a forthcoming body of work for next year. So,
whoa.
Keep your eyes out on that if you want to come and grab a copy of
that's
the zine.
That's not an Easter egg. That's like an announcement.
But you have to buy the zine to find out.
Yes.
Very good. I like these, like... so charming, these little pages that are like the cocktail
and
the favorite music video list as well. I really like that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, there's so much. There's so much you've managed to fit in here. How many pages are we looking at?
40, it's chocker.
45? 50.
We're talking 56. Don't read the numbers on the page. Because that is absolutely 100% accurate and correct, and we didn't realise after we'd sent it to print that we maybe put the page numbers wrong. But don't worry about that.
Don't worry about it.
All part of the charm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay, people who want to get their hands on a zine,
yes.
There's a little party tonight.
Annabelle.
Yeah, come down to Public Bar in St. Kevin's Arcade. It's from 6 p.m. to 8. It's free entry, of course. We're all going to have a hoon at DJing, I think. So we've got DJ Sports Team, DJ Rashby.
Hey,
when I said DJ Rashby, you could have said no, but you were like, that's fine.
I foresaw a fight and I went, no, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to fight with me. And then we've got DJ Mix Marple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's me.
And I'm also going to put together some sort of delicious cocktail. I'm going to see how much.
Is it going to be the Tamarillo daiquiri?
I'm going to see how much Tamarillos are costing at the moment and then decide based off that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll see me at Pack and Save buying all the lemons. I'm going to make a mix in a big.
What?
This is a real plan. This afternoon.
For those of you who didn't know, Annabelle's actually made 10,000 cocktails since 2013.
I would say so. I did do some like guesstimating, some proper, you know, brain maths to figure that out, and I think I have probably made about 10,000 cocktails.
No one can prove otherwise.
And no one can prove otherwise. Yeah.
Annabelle's Hannah Montana moment is that she managed some very, very high-end bars for a while down in Ōtautahi. So you know, she knows her business.
Which may or may not have gone into liquidation, but that's had nothing to do with me.
Anywho, the zine.
Come to the party.
Public bar.
Zines, we're selling them for $25.
That's a steal for this gorgeous book.
And if you, for some crazy reason, are busy this time of year and can't make
it. Yeah, why would you have anything on?
I can't make it tonight. Send Sports Team an email and just with the subject zine, please. And we'll make sure you get a copy.
Mm. And what's that email, Callum?
Sportsteamtalk@gmail.com. It's very limited edition, so yeah, if you want to get them before Christmas for someone special.
Yeah, another little job today is we have to hand write every number on the zines.
Yeah, we're going to officially number them. Also,
how many are there? Is that a secret?
200. No, it's a secret, but there's only 200.
Wow. Yeah.
Which sounds like a lot when you say it out loud, but when you see it in the boxes in the back of my car, it's not. It'll go very fast.
Yeah, and we've already had a bunch of pre-orders. Thank you for those of you who have sent those through. And if you forget the name, the sports team email address, if you go onto the sports team or in the pits, Instagram as well, you'll find all the info there.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Now, we've got the unofficial song anthem of In the Pits. Tell me about Out of the Pit by Powernap and why that's the unofficial anthem. I mean, apart from the title.
It's pretty much the title. Well, I just want to shout out Chris Cudby because he's a wonderful friend, but B, as we all know, he's another one of these people who's kind of the wind beneath the wings of alternative and contemporary music from NZ. And
I think he also taught me how to write.
He taught Annabelle how to write, so we're grateful for that also.
He taught me how to listen.
He taught Callum how to listen. And
thank you, Chris.
He taught Rachel how to love.
Yeah.
What did he teach you, Zoe?
How to see things differently.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Anyway, Chris Cudby, we love.
Hi, Chris.
We are very grateful that he's made us this beautiful comic, but also that he makes beautiful music, and he's been writing very kindly about In the Pits over on Under the Radar when we put our episodes out, and he put a really good line in one of his things about sometimes you have to get in the pit to get out of the pit, and that has become the pit crew motto since then. So thank you,
wonderful
Chris.
Stuff. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for coming up for a corridor. So excited about the In the Pits yearbook.
Yeah, me
so
too.
So special. Thanks we'll see you at Public Bar tonight.
Woo! See you there.